The Anorexia of Avoidance. A friend of mine said to me recently, "I know that an alcoholic's drug is alcohol, but what's the drug of an artist who is a member of Arts Anonymous?" "Not doing his or her art," I said. "Oh," said my friend, "I know that one." So I sat down with my thesaurus and I looked up the synonyms for avoidance, and I found circumvention, escape, shirking, dodging, fleeing, running away, absconding, keeping away from, having nothing to do with, letting alone, evading, getting out of, fencing, parrying, and phrases such as lying down on the job, goofing off, welshing, clearing out, doing the disappearing act, beating a retreat, turning tail, turning one's back on, running for it, bolting, to skedaddle, and slang such as the I am, taking a powder, ducking out, making oneself scarce, flying the coop, and running. The next word to avoidance is escape. And such words caught my notice as getting free of, getting out of, skating off the yoke, going scot-free, and skipping away. After that comes abandonment, with its synonyms of desertion, defection, ratting, jettisoning, forsaking, quitting, backing out, reneging, jilting, leaving on the lurch, bolting, and selling out. Where am I headed with all these words? I have to tell you a little more about the thesaurus. The next word coming after all of these very negative words is desire. It leaps out at me because all my life I've had a desire to express myself as an artist, and an accompanying fear of doing so. I don't know how it happened, but somewhere I got the message that bad things would happen if I really expressed myself with my art, or possibly I thought I, and those around me, would be better off if I just forgot about all my crazy ideas and thought realistically. Maybe I think, or I tell myself, that I'm saving time and money and effort for more important and more realistic things. I began displaying all the traits of an artist with the disease that Arts Anonymous can help me to arrest. I have been thinking about the ways I avoid doing my art, and also about the ways I sabotage myself. I forget to keep supplies on hand. I lose important articles that might inspire me. If I meet someone who might be able to help my career, I depreciate my talents to them or even fail to mention my art. If I feel that pang of desire to participate in an activity connected with my art or attend some event that might bring up long-buried longing for my art, I find that I fail to note the date down on my calendar. I fall asleep by accident at the very time of the event. The end result of this is to convince myself that my art is unimportant, that the impulse that makes me take such sudden notice, that makes my heart beat faster, that makes me feel very vulnerable and alive and caring, is not worth it. In other words, it's better not to be disappointed. But I avoid disappointment by never trying at all. That is, by constantly disappointing myself. A painful cure indeed for treating my creative gifts. I am still guilty of some of these behaviors. It slips my mind that I've been wanting to see a certain old film for months and I miss it again. I don't admit to my aspirations, not even to myself, let alone people chatting pleasantly at a party who indicate similar enthusiasms. Enthusiasm. How do we come by enthusiasm for painting and music and art and nature and human beings and dancing and singing and all of the many ways we have of expressing our individual and collective humanity? What or who gives us this unexplained love? I think along with our talents, our love for art goes hand in hand. I love certain forms of expression. When I am doing my art, I feel free and grateful and at peace. But I am not used to joy. It's pain I'm more familiar with. And it's to the familiar denial of my joy and my gifts that my disease wants to return me. Just as the anorexic gets a wonderful sense of euphoria having controlled the desire to eat compulsively, and the person anorexic in relationship is afraid of intimacy, and as the penny pincher denies herself or himself the necessities of life and thereby feels falsely a sense of achievement, not doing my art gives me a false sense of control. No longer am I controlled by my desire or love for my art, which demands otherwise so much of my efforts, my time, and my heart. And so I try to kill my love of my art, my love of doing my art, and I kill my yearning, my dreams, my appetite, my aspirations, my upward looking, and I do not, as Emerson put it, hitch my wagon to a star. I'm safe from my creative gifts. And meanwhile, something once wonderfully alive in me is dying.